Well, we're going to talk this morning about the month of April. Month of April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council is doing some things to recognize that. And we've got one of the co-chairs of the council in with us this morning. Wendy Richter joins us here in our studios. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Good morning, Jim.
Appreciate it very much. Child abuse, obviously, is always one of those issues that should be first and foremost right up there at the top of our minds. And Child Abuse Prevention Month is a time to be able to focus on some of those issues. It's a tough one to talk about, though, isn't it?
Well, obviously, and I'm used to talking about these tough issues, but when we talk about Child Abuse Awareness Month, really what we want to do is, of course, we want to bring up the issue of child abuse, but we want people to understand it is a difficult subject to talk about, and to understand you aren't always going to recognize either your friends who are being abused. You know, if we're talking to children, you don't know what's going on in their homes. And the same is true with your friends or your coworkers. You don't know those individuals who are stressed, don't have the skills, don't know how to handle some of these situations. So during Child Abuse Awareness Month, what we try to do is educate people on that, but then also give people the resources or the skills or the tools that they need to maybe get through some of those situations.
And it's hard to really put your finger on abuse of any kind, including child abuse, because it comes in so many different forms.
Right. And, you know, we hear people say all the time, well, I got spanked as a child, and look at me, I'm fine. Well, there's always those fine lines. There's differences. And when someone uses physical abuse as a sign or as a tool for discipline, and it's used repeatedly over and over again, it can be very traumatic to that child. And again, you know, we could talk for hours about some of the situations, but we want to make sure that people understand that some of these, I think they're calling them ACEs now, where it's a traumatic event for a child that has some sort of impact on their development then. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about, you know, mom grabbing a child's arm and yanking him back from the street because they're getting too close and they're going to be hit by a car. We're talking about the actual physical traumatic events that happen to the kids that then their development isn't as other children.
It's a big, scary world out there for adults now. It's even bigger and scarier when you think about it from a child's perspective. I've heard it said before that, you know, one of the greatest things you can do for your children would be for mom and dad to love each other and respect one another and to be able to foster a comfortable environment for a child. Children really only want one thing. They don't know it, but they really only want one thing, and that's stability, security, that knowledge that things aren't going to drastically change on you tomorrow. And that all comes in different varying ways. And, you know, if you just think about it from a child's perspective, we were all there once. You don't control much in your life as a child. So a lot of things get kind of scary real fast.
Right. And I'm sure that we all grew up. I mean, I can remember when I was little having the plaque on the wall that says, children learn what they live and they live what they learn. And it was a whole, well, it's so true. I mean, if you learn that the way to get your needs met is to just run up and take something or to knock someone down, then that's what they're going to do at school. But if they learn to share and they, I mean, again, we could go through all of that. And sometimes we're preaching to the choir when we do that. But again, we want to make sure that people understand that these are issues that all walks of life have to deal with, those stressors and those things that go along. But how you get through them is what teaches children then how to react to those situations as well.
Right.
So those are some of the things that we do for Child Abuse Prevention Month. In raising funds, what we're trying to do is get money into our own coffers. This doesn't get sent to Des Moines or anywhere. This money stays here, and then we use the money for different things that are going on in the county. Now, right now, we don't have anything scheduled for next fall, but as a result of working with the Scary Guy last year in the schools, we have worked with all the area schools and said, what do we want to continue doing? What would you like to see? Is there a different speaker that you want to come in? Or do you have some other resources? We've met with all the libraries within Cass County, and each one of the libraries is going to get funds that they can turn around then and purchase materials, whether it's games, books, videos, that specifically target some of these issues. One library might get books, videos that specifically target some of these issues. A bundle of parenting resources, and then the next one might get some videos for kids. And then what our libraries here do is they share those resources. So if you live in Messina and Atlantic is the one that has it and you want that, they can share books, videos that specifically target some of these issues. The other thing is, at the grocery stores, we have the little pinwheel cards. So it's very similar to, I know people probably recognize either the hearts or the sneakers that you can purchase the card and have your name put on it, and then it gets put up on the window, and then you are supporting the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. And again, all of those funds stay local. That's the money that we use to do local programming. Now, the exciting thing with that is we have an agency, Family Crisis Support Network, has agreed to match any funds that from the pinwheel purchases, and we will actually double our money. So if you purchase a pinwheel for $1, the council is actually making $2.
Excellent. Well, and it's nice that the grocery stores step up to do that. It is work for them. It's something extra that they have to do. But they don't grumble about stuff like that. They're on board, too. They understand the importance.
Oh, absolutely. And they were the ones that, we went in there with the cards, and they said, oh, do you have posters? Do you have more that we can display? So they've always been on board. And even when, they had the grocery sacks here a few years ago, they were on board with all of the grocery stores had the sacks that had Child Abuse Awareness Month on them.
And this is all the grocery stores in the county, not just the big ones.
Right, right. All of them. We're Messina, Anita, Griswold, those here in Atlantic. You bet.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have everybody on board for an important cause like this. It's got to feel pretty good to know that you're making a difference in people's lives when you agree to serve on a committee like this on the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. There are so many different ways to try to raise awareness about these issues. And I know it's hard to make it just go away. You know, you'd like to wave that magic pinwheel and make it all disappear. But,
exactly.
You know, unfortunately, it's not that easy. But it's got to be rewarding to know that you're helping folks along the way.
Right. Well, and the good thing about our council, and you know, we've worked with other councils in other counties, but our council here in Atlantic or in Cass County is great. I mean, we have individuals, like I said, from the library, from ISU Extension, from Lullaby, from Unity Point, so the hospitals involved, Zion Recovery, Family Crisis, obviously, law enforcement. I mean, we have the schools. So we have a great number of resources. And again, not everybody can make the meetings all the time, but when something big comes up, we have a great number of individuals that can give their input and say, hey, maybe we should do this, or maybe this is an idea, or here's what we really need. So our council is really good.
Excellent. So blue is the key color for this month.
It is. So blue pinwheels, and again, we'd like to see them in all the yards. You know, we don't have 15,000 coming, but we'd like to sell all that we have on the way.
Yeah, well, kind of tied up in shipping right now. They'll be here soon enough, so keep checking.
Right.
And you can always stop by those grocery stores, too. And when you do your regular grocery shopping, just tell them you'd like to make that little extra donation toward helping out the effort. And your $1 can become $2, thanks to the Family Crisis Support Network's Board of Directors as well. So,
right,
yeah, good effort.
Right. And we're also always looking for, if someone is interested in being on the Child Abuse Prevention Council, you can either call Unity Point or give Family Crisis a call. And we're always looking for new members.
Is it a large group?
We have probably about 20, 25 of us right now. And that increased a little bit as a result of last fall's school presentations that we had. Several of the key community members from outside of the area have wanted to become members of the council. So that's good.
I guess that's a good example of how raising awareness really can pay off.
Right, right.
At least in that way.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
Well, Wendy, thanks for all you guys do. Appreciate all the work that folks do. We all get asked to do a lot of things. When you live in a small community, that's part of what you buy into. You know, you're asked to be involved in lots of different things. It's good when people do take the time and effort to stand up and be a part of something so positive. And we hope that all continues here for a very long time, and hope to see a lot of those blue pinwheels out there in some of those nice flowering gardens very
exactly,
soon.
Right.
You bet. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. And then the other thing is, at the grocery stores, we have the little pinwheel cards. So it's very similar to, I know